Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my booth. I had my sideburns low with my New York.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Levin is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. He's got a lot more to teach us. We're going to get him back again real soon. He's the author of Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam Levin is the chairman and the founder of Identity Theft 911, also credit.com. So check those out. You want to give us another adamlevin.com? Is that a good one?
Yep, that's a one where you'll get information about me and different stories that I write. You'll get a better idea of kind of my view of the world, including the book. So
check that out, folks. And so in the previous segment, Adam was giving us a little bit of a report on the lay of the land with regard to the bad guys, how they profile, how they stack up, what are they interested in, how do they think, and how are they motivated. So, but you used the word steal. I like the way you said that. You said you can steal yourself against these guys. And isn't it a little bit where if they really want you, there's almost nothing you can do to keep them out. But if you do a reasonable job of making it hard for them, they'll move on. Is that a fair? Can I hide behind that? Is that fantasy?
No, I think that's fair. There are a lot of studies that have shown that businesses that really focus on getting it right, focus on training and segregating data, encrypting data, very important. Two-factor authentication, which is where you need to actually prove you're you. So the site, if it doesn't recognize your particular device, will send you a code you have to enter. Then you can continue to log on.
Right.
These kinds of things will help. Because, you know, it's the old thing with a burglar and a dog.
Yeah.
A burglar would much rather go to the house without the dog. That doesn't mean if you're in the sights of an identity thief or a hacker.
Right.
These are very persistent, sophisticated, creative people. They're going to find ways, and they're counting on the fact.
Well, like I said, if they want you, They'll come and get you. But if you're down market like most people, most of my audience is, they don't really have anybody assigned to you. They got a bot assigned to people like you, right? In the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just looking for little wormholes to penetrate.
That's it. And remember, as a defender, you got to get everything right. As an attacker, they only have to find one vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the second your guys see a vulnerability, you got to patch it right away. This is not one of those like, well, we'll figure out, we'll call somebody and they'll be here in 3 weeks. No.
Right.
These folks move with lightning speed.
Well, yeah, and the big guys are worried about, we used to call it zero day, right, where you could have a day to fix things. Now it's almost 0 second, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the worst part is that we're way past traditional breaching. We're now into ransomware, and that's scary stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Tell
the audience what that is. Remind them what that is.
Okay, ransomware is when you turn on your computer. This is one of those you know you're having a bad day when. You turn on your computer and there's a skull facing you.
Yeah.
On a red background or a black background, or you have a blue screen with writing on it, and you see a ticking clock at the bottom that tells you you have 3 days to pay them at least one Bitcoin, which could be almost any value any day.
$800, $1,500.
Yeah. And if you don't pay them, no problem. They're just going to simply delete.
Most people got to say, most people will say, what's a Bitcoin? And then they say, what, how do I get one?
And these guys have customer service departments that will help you understand
right.
what
they'll it take
is.
Your, they'll take your
it.
American Express card. Right?
They're very customer friendly, these folks. And, you know, for all that the FBI says publicly about, you know, fight them, have robust backup systems, which is important because you could possibly fight them off. Off the record, a lot of them say, if it's only a couple $100, do it. Because the agony you go through, the expense you go through.
So go ahead and pay the ransom. Are they likely to come back? I mean, what's the experience? What do we know about that?
Oftentimes, they don't, for the simple reason that they made their money, they move on, and they don't want to get a reputation of they get paid.
Are you saying the bad guys aren't greedy? Are you actually saying that, Adam?
No, they're very greedy, but they're smart in their greediness. You want people to pay. You don't want to get the reputation that you pay, and it gets deleted anyway.
Right. I see what you're saying. They want to keep their reputation up, don't they? That's
but
bizarre.
It's devastating. I mean, you've had hospitals in Baltimore area. They literally had a shutdown. They were reduced to papers and pencils, mm-hmm. like Sony was. They had operations that were delayed, reports that didn't get back.
So can I get protected with normal stuff I can buy, like the $75 a year stuff? From the traditional guy. You know, there's a thousand different companies out there that offer these services. Which is the best one, do you think?
Well, of course, I always like to say we are, but there are companies
Identity Theft 911?
Identity Theft 911. But we focus on, you know, everything from proactive to reactive. We have monitoring.
What does it cost for you? What does it cost for a company of five seats?
Oh, it's not that expensive at all. It really depends upon what you're doing and how you need to get done. But there are, you know, we're obviously not the only guys in town. And, you know, there are a number of companies that are very well known that are very good at this kind of
stuff. So check it out, folks. I'm going to check out your services. Hey, Adam, will you come back again?
I sure will.
You got more to teach us. The book is called Swiped. I encourage you to get this. This is a serious book, folks. You'll get a lot out of it. Adam Levin will come back another day and talk to us again, teach us some more. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.